Kuf Yud Zayin, and as the Maramachomas themselves have indicated, we've gone through just about all of the Maramachomas on Hallel, but not quite all of them. We've been discussing just to review briefly, the Hallel called Perek Uperek VaChotzara VeTzara, the Machlokas, what Tzara VeTzara means. Kod Rashi means Chanukah. According to the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, quoted by the Brisker Rav, no. Chanukah is included in Perek of Perek, because it's a Yom Kavua. Tzara v'tzara is an additional tzara which could happen to Klal Yisrael. If they are redeemed from that tzara, then they would presumably have a chiyuv of Hallel as well. The Me'iri, on that very same Gemara, says that even a Yochid who is saved from something bad as a chiyuv of Hallel, but he says with no bracha. It's unclear. Manashach. If it's a chiyuv, there should be a bracha. If there's no chiyuv, if there's no bracha, there should be no chiyuv. So Rabbi Avadi Yosef in his tshuva, we made reference to it already yesterday. It's in Yabia Omer Chelik Vav Orachayim Simon Mem Aleph, suggests that the Meiri holds like the other Rishonim who teach us explicitly. We saw already Barichos. But only if Klal Yisrael is redeemed, then and only then does it require a chiyuv halal with a bracha. When the Meiri says a yochid says halal with no bracha, what he really means is there's no full chiyuv if it's not Klal Yisrael, and therefore no bracha is said, but then it can't be a full chiyuv. This is what the suggestion is made with the Pshat and the Meiri. Meiri doesn't say anything. It's hard to know what the few words that he says. Kol yochid shevol av tzara v'nigal imena. Could be. But the impression that's conveyed in the Gemara is that it's more than a minute. Let's open the Gemara one more time and we'll set the Pesachim.
I mean, is that the Gemara talking about the Doros or just that?
Oh, that's the old question.
Is talking about at that time.
That's the most critical question. You're asking to make a critical point. The Gemara says, the Lashon of the Gemara is that she also called Perek Apel Gotzara Tzava Shlotav Alein Uchshen Uchlichisheni Golan Omrim also Agulos. So it could be it's only that year. That year, it's talking, in fact, a chiyuv. In subsequent years, it's not a chiyuv. It's only a minig, and therefore you cannot make a bracha. This, in fact, could be what the Meiri means. This is what we suggested from the Netziv, famously says it in Siman Shulta Chavav Sukkot and Aleph. And therefore, in going against Chasam Sofer, he says that there's no chiyuv d'oraisa in subsequent years. And the Meiri may feel, and this is what, frankly, what I feel, this could be Pshat Nemiri as well, that if there's no Chiyuv, if there's a Chiyuv the rice all the years, a Chiyuv, done. You don't have to. Once it's not a Chiyuv, you cannot create a Chiyuv in a full sense in subsequent years without the force of a Bez Nagol, of a Sanhedrin, or at least a Chachmei HaTalmud. And therefore, when this Takana was made for all generations, so they did not make a takana that in any generation will snap their fingers. Okay, we'll start saying Hallel the Bracha. Oh, Baruch Hashem. That'll be a little bit too much, and therefore the Miri says the Bracha should not be made. I would base upon the Gemara. So again, it could be not like Rabbi Vajra suggests. Rabbi Vajra suggests that the Miri is saying what he said only because he's worried about those who say you need to have Kol Yisrael, and if it's only a Yochid, so that's why we cannot say a bracha. If it be a tzibur of Kol Yisrael, then you could say a bracha. I'm not convinced that that's true. Could be even there is a tzibur of Kol Yisrael, maybe the other chiyuv is only Lichsheni Golit, but in subsequent years, maybe you cannot make a bracha. It's not a deraisa, it's a din derabbanan, and the rabbanan would never kovei it in subsequent years. This is my view on this matter, and this perhaps is what the Meiri means as well. So again, so it means that this takana goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu's time. With any tzara which took place, for example, Chanukah, according to Shittas Rashi, which is included in tzara v'tzara, so the Chachmei Yisrael should be Shebizdan by a sheni. That was the Tukufa, early Tukufas ha Tanoim. So that they had the right to establish it with a bracha. Maybe that right could have existed until a certain point later on. Maybe until Zman HaChurban. Maybe until, you know, the Zman of the end of the Chachmei HaMishnah. Maybe as long as they had a Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael, which is beyond, well into the time of the Amoraim. Maybe until the end of the Amoraim. Maybe. But maybe even Savaroim. There's a question, how far you can, who can make a new bracha? The Vilna Gaon, although he's generally speaking against brachas which are not found in Shas, seems to be defending brachas such as Anos on the Yoav Koach, which you make. If you look at the Bir Agra in Aruch Chaim, I think it's Simon Kubitz Memvov, but the Machabas, you should not make Anos on the Yoav Koach, but we have some spot on where we went through this. You probably don't make it, right? You don't make it? Anos on the Yoav Koach? You make the bracha in the morning, I know it's saying Yoav Koach. You do make it. You don't make it. Go figure. You can only ask Ashkenazim have fights. So they're different minhagim within everyone. So how do you make it? It's not found anywhere in Shas. So it was found apparently later in Svarim, but apparently there was a certain cutoff point. Whatever the cutoff point was, it passed already. it was Chuman Abayis, Zman HaTanoim, Zman Sanhedrin, Zman Amoroim, Zman HaSabaroim, whatever. You can't make up brachas till the end of time, you know what I mean? The Vilna Gaon was not happy with the bracha that we, the Ashkenazim, say. By Meir, Bracha Shem Amen V'Yomen, that whole HaMelech B'Chvodo. That was even later than the Savaroim. I think it came at the time of the Gaonim. And the Gaon wasn't happy with such late brachas. So today, even though we have a precedent for it, we would not make a bracha. That's one, certainly a particularly cogent point of view, not the only point of view. Fine. So this is our introduction. Then we went to the Gemara and Masechta the brachas. Let's review the Gemara briefly. Gemara, I wanted to know, Krishma d'araisa posik halal d'rabbonan miboya? Or maybe no, Prisumanis adif. And the Gemara concludes that we are mafsik in the middle of halal and Megillah, the same as the Amasa by Krishna. We'll have to come back later today to discuss what that Maskana really is. The Gemara is Klar Hal Derabbanan. So the Ra'ah says that it means Hal is the Raisa, but the Nusuch is the Rabbanan. And that's what the Chasam Sof sort of said on his own. And then the Ramban says, no, he took it literally, that Hal is the Rabbanan. And didn't accept the Ra'ah's teretz, which even though it's his idea, that there's a chi of the rights with the details of the Rabbanon, and it could be because of the question of only the first pasuk is the Raisa, and the remainder is what we'll call a chi of the Raisa. But if that's the case, I saw this printed in the Ramban Rabbi Shavel edition, quotes from Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perler, one of the parish in the and the Mesev Mitzvah of Sadi Gom. It's a fascinating work. You get three big, anyone own it? Three big volumes, Sefer Mitzvah of Sadi Gom. Oh, wow. Three full volumes from a Gom. Who would want to buy it? What percentage of those three volumes from Sadi Gom? Less than 1%. That's for sure. You can fit it on two pages, the whole thing. Three pages, five pages. So every once in a while there's a line, and then a parallel has 30 pages. To explain what that one line means and to go on all kinds of tangents. But it's a great way to sell a sefer. That's all it says in Malchus. Sefer is Sadi Gom. I give you an advice. If you want to sell a sefer, put on the front, pick some. I don't know what you want to say. And that's on the front, and then you'll perish in the bottom. You know, whoever, as great as you'll become, Sadi will have better name recognition than you will. So anyway, but it's a classical sefer. So he writes there, I only saw it quoted in Rabbi Shavel's edition.
This is on the Sefer Mitzvot.
On the Sefer Mitzvot. A couple of edition Sefer Mitzvot. Rabbi Chaim Heller is the best in the Rambam. He retranslated, but it's only in Rambam, it's not Ramban. Then you have the classic edition that was always printed in the old Rambam. Then you have the Frankel edition, which is excellent. But I have in my house the same as the Rabban al Torah, Rabbi Shavel. I happen to bring it in for later on today. This is a very famous sefer, right? That he also has Kisvei Rabban, a couple of volumes. He also has on the sefer Mitzvah Rabban as well. And he has kind of the footnotes, and he quotes that piece from Rabbi Pearl. I even wrote down a brief excerpt of what he had quoted, and he says as follows. Mm-hmm. Somewhere. He says, "Halos the Rabbanon, because you are the yotz of the chi of the pikuach pisumenisa the raisa by Ner Chanukah." Look at that, new part. And the halal is there for chavosam by the Rabbanon. It's a kiyum the raisa. There's no shir kavua like the nitziv. They would. You want a yotz of the halal the raisa for that day with your Ner Chanukah. Now you're saying the words of halal. It's only the Rabbanon. That's against my pshat. Because according to my pshat, that's exactly what's true by Krishma. Only the first pasuk is Doraisa. And therefore, the rest is also a kiyum Doraisa. Why is Halder in the Krishma? So, but he does quote that from Rav Perlo there. Okay, good. Fine. Let's chazik, some Talmidim were not clear on the Mon Erechim. We just had a conversation in the Beis Medrash today. Let's chazik Mon Erechim briefly. What did Gemara say? 18 days, we saw 18 days is quoted in the Ranam Psochim, and the Gemara wants to know what about Shabbos? The Gemara wants to know what's not called a Moed. Has to be called a Moed. Why is it called a Moed? I'm not exactly sure. Never said an Erechim why it has to be called a Moed. But the Gemara did say an Erechim that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. What? There's no reason Malach. Good. So what about Chanukah? It's neither here nor there. Neither Karban nor Nisa Malacha. The famous Gemara Mishum Nisa. That's a topic we're going to talk about again today. We spoke about it the last 2 days. What's Pshat Mishum Nisa? Is it the Nes itself, which is Machayev the Halel? Or no? It's the Yomtiv of Chanukah. Although it's a weak Yomtiv, there's no Korban, no Issa Malacha, it's called the Yomtiv anyway because of the Nes Shabbo. How do you learn Pshat? So Rashi tells us about Moed. Chodesh Ikri, Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed. The Chsiv Echa Aleph Kor Alay Moed, and in Tainus Choftes, this Tamas that was Mole, also complicated story. Chiddush Niflin Rashi, that's pshat in the word Moed, based on a pasuk in Echa. Maybe we say a different pshat. We mentioned briefly yesterday. The pasuk says of Yom Simchaschem uVmoadechem uVerosh Echadchechem. Ever know that pasuk? The famous pasuk. We all say it in the Mavzer on Rosh Hashanah, aside from reading it in Parshas Baal Oscha. We'll open it up. Yom Simchaschem of Moadechem of Rosh Echadchechem. So, what do you do on those heady days, those critical and significant days? What do you do? So, it says, Uskatem Bechatzotus al Osechem Zivir Hashamechem, Ulechem Zikor Lefnei Alokechem, and Yashem Alokechem. So, I wanted to suggest a new pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara is saying Rosh Chodesh is called Moed, it means based on this pasuk. Uvemoadechem v'rosh echadchechem. Hukshu zeh lazeh. Rosh Chodesh is also a Moed. And what do they all have in common? They have Yom Simchaschem. That's my Rambam yesterday, right? Yemei Simcha v'halal. That's maybe where you got it from. Because the Gemara says that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. And maybe it means because it's concluded over here together with Simchaschem, Moadechem, Rosh Echadchechem. These are all days of Moed, they're all days of Simcha, and therefore they all require halal. Only reason is in Rosh Chodesh not because it's no Issa Malacha. Otherwise, it would require a halal on its own because it's included in this pasuk. That's a different pshat than Rashi. I'm suggesting perhaps the Rambam learned that way. Perhaps, I can't say for sure, but perhaps the Rambam learned that way. Rashi says pshat. Where does it say Rosh Chodesh Yikri Moed? Where does it say that? The Rashi says, "Chsiv Eicha Aleph Kol Ei Moed," and it's tiny stuff. Chof Tes says, "Tamuz that Ushaita Miluye Miluye." The Chsiv Kol Ei Moed, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it were, was arranging things to come out bad on Tisha B'Av, and they made that the Tamuz that year was Mole instead of Choser. They're playing around with the calendar, so they have a Kol Ei Moed as a reference to Rosh Chodesh. But that's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. I would have said maybe my pshat is more Karav Lepshat, because it says in the Torah, it's not based on on a pasuk in Eicha with a drushes Chazal. That's a little bit Ika Chosam and a Sefer. Let me see what I said over here. Rosh Chodesh, Tikri Moed, because it's connected to Rosh, you know, the same thing they found. If you do a search for Moed and Chodesh, you'll find it maybe elsewhere, but in the Torah itself, you'll find it here. Moed Eicha and Rosh Chodesh, the words next to each other, yes. Right, so Rashi didn't make it up on his own. This we know. Chas v'shalom.
No, but if Rebbe is saying it's correct, so that Gemara could have, they didn't, why, I don't need to buy it, I have a pasuk in the Chumash.
Ah, so you're saying that since Rashi quotes a Gemara and Tzachim, so therefore the, his pshat is right and my pshat is wrong. Okay, that's wouldn't be the first time that Rashi's right and I'm wrong. That wasn't certainly far from the last time. We always have to work with an assumption that Rashi's right and we're wrong. That's even though, you know, may have other reasons to prefer another pshat. Maybe the Rambam learned my pshat's possible, but you are correct. Let's have one turn to that Gemara so you all have Pesachim in front of you. Always good to look at things inside. Thank you, Mordechai. Let's turn to Ayin Zayin. Whatever's in Pesachim, we should see in Pesachim. Whatever's not, we have to do Torah about that. That's what we're learning Halal B'chlal, because it's a Pesachim de Gesugya. Where am I? Ayin Zayin? Okay. The Gemara Rashi quoted in Erechin is in fact found over here, and it says on top in Masorah Shas Tainus Chavtes, but it's also in Pesachim and in Shavuos. Tamaz Aishad Shatam Muluya Muluya Dechsev Kolam Oldish Bar Bachura. Okay. Let's take a look at this Rashi thing over here. It was because Shiluch Meraglim, their Bon Yom came out on Tisha B'Av, was rigged to come out that way. But you are correct. Halok Siv B'Moed, Pemash Rosh Chodesh G'Moed, and they called Kedabai. No one said Marpsha. Yes. Okay. Good. Fine. Let us proceed. Interesting, Rabosai, a fascinating discussion comes up, and I want to discuss it with you. Anyway, we have a lot of things to talk about today. I'm trying to get through it as quickly as I can. There is a Yerushalmi, and this Yerushalmi is very important. We had mentioned yesterday the discussion of whether you say Halal and Shul on Pesach night. So the Yerushalmi says explicitly in Masechta Pesachim, if you said Halal in Beis HaKnesses, Yotza. So you see one thing clear from the Yerushalmi, that the concept of Halal and Shul exists. Right? It exists. Such a concept exists of Halal and Shul, which otherwise, if not for the Yerushalmi, it's only a Masechta Sofrim. Masechta Sofrim is not part of Shas. Well, Yerushalmi certainly is part of Shas. So at least we have one place in what we call Shas, not Shas Bali, but Shas Yerushalmi, where this idea of Halal and Shul is quite clear. It clearly exists. Okay, so we have a concept of Halal in Shul. Now, the question becomes, what are the parameters of Halal and Shul, and do we follow this Yerushalmi? Or maybe the Yerushalmi is against the Bavli? That's the question. Okay. Since we don't have Yerushalmi in front of us, I'm looking just quickly in the Yafei Einayim, because very often he quotes Yerushalmis. That's his specialty. And my guess is that somewhere in the 10th parak of Pesachim, he quotes this Yerushalmi, but I'm just not scanning it quickly, I'm not finding it. So I have to solve it, take it from me as a Baal Peh, take it on faith, that it does say this in Yerushalmi. The Gra quotes it in Simit Tov, one of the Ma'amakamas. It's on your Ma'amakamas sheet. Gra is in Tuf Pei Zayin Sivdal, the Gra that quotes this Yerushalmi. But it's a remarkable idea behind this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, yes, if you say Hal and Shulia Yotze, and the Yerushalmi then discusses the following fascinating question. What happens if a person drinks all four cups of wine in one shot? What happens then? Please turn to the Gemara and have Kup Chesem and Beis. We saw it in the Rif before, but I want to show it to you in the Gemara. You'll see in the Gemara is not the same as the Rif. There's a different Girsa in the Gemara than we have in the Rif. Take a look, please. Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Kuf Ches Amud Beis. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says as follows. Shesom of Asachas, the sixth line. Rava Maya de Yayin Yotze, the Avakosis Lo Yotze. I mean, you're the Yayin Yotze. So Rashi and Tosa, yeah, Simchas Yontif. You won't Yotze anything. You're Simchas Yontif. You're Yotze almost nothing. That's the Girsa which we have in our Gemara. Yet the Gemara Yerushalmi says differently. The Yerushalmi says, Malish Tosan de Kerachecha. What's it if you drink all the cups in one shot? What's it then? What's it you could derive from Yerushalmi, from a brisa the Yerushalmi quotes. What does the Yerushalmi quote? Hallel, im shmo bebeis hakneses yotza. So if you yotze hallel and shul, it must be if you drink the four cups at once at home, you're also yotze. What's the raya? To the plain Moshe says very simple inside of the Yerushalmi. He says if you're going to say hallel and shul, there's nothing left to separate between the third cup and the fourth cup. So therefore, you're going to drink the third cup and the fourth cup right away. So you can drink 3-4 right away. You can do 1-2-3-4 right away. So says the Pnei Moshe on the side of the Yerushalmi, Perek Yud in Masechta Pesachim, Halacha Aleph. Now the truth is that's a little bit of an overstatement, because you know, Rabbi Osai, that after we say Halal, we say something else. What's that called? You don't know what it's called? There's a name given to it. Anybody know what the name it's given to it is? Birchas Hashir. Excellent. That's a mafurish in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Masechta Pesachim, going through the whole Seder of the night. So here's the Mishnah Rabosai on Kuf. Where is it? Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. You first have the third cup, you bench. The fourth cup, you finish Hallel. The Omer Allah Birchas Hashir. So what's the Pnei Moshe saying? Let's say I say Hallel and Shul already. I'll say Birchas Hashir in between the third and fourth cups. What's Birchas Hashir? Some say Hallelucha, some say it's Nishmas. A whole story, it's a whole discussion what it is. Yes, sir.
I understand that Pnei Moshe just caused there's nothing separating the third and the fourth cup, so those can be drunk.
Conflated, right? Right?
What about the first and the second?
No, so he assumes it's Habba Atalia. He'd have to have four separate cups on four different things, Kiddush, Haggadah, benching and Hallel, or if the benching, if the third and fourth can go together, so it's all or nothing. That's his assumption. That assumption is okay, but there's nothing to separate? What do you mean nothing to separate? What about the Birchas Hashir? Hallel Haggadah, which is, you know, also not the Hallel Mitzvah we call. As a whole, 26 Hodel Hashem, Kitov Kilom Chastos, 26 Kilom Chastos. So, it's interesting. If you look at the Bir Hagra, has a sefer called the Damesek Eliezer. Dole Umashke Mitarasel Sharaba. Great Gadol just took the Gra, an Eor Chaim, and he was the precursor of the Birchas Eliyahu, which has now become recently popular. Okay, so it's this is what he wrote over there. I'm going to read it to you verbatim for Damesek Eliezer. V'shas Dilon Shom Vas Achas. Lo yotza. You have to bina sheyishte kol echad al aseder. Kol sheni al chati halal v'kol shvi al chati halal. V'yim kein halo eino yotzi klal v'halal v'besh neses. V'akoch v'kshas bilon lesle minig ha Yerushalmi. Boom. Yerushalmi is the yotzi in shul. Can't be. Because Yerushalmi is said the yotzi in shul, and as a result of that Yerushalmi to drink up all four cups at once, you yotzi. Was the Babi says, Beferish, you're not Yotze. So I say domestic Eliezer. Fine. So I wanted to suggest that just as we had in the Brisker Rav, based on the Girsa Sarif of Osai. What's Girsa Sarif? Remember what the Girsa Sarif was? Not what we have over here. Yidei Yayin Yotza, Yidei Arbakosus Lo Yotza. Oh no. The Girsa we had was Yidei Cheris Yotza. Cheris is not just Simchas Yonta. Simchas Yonta is a garnish. You take a look, as a matter of fact, on the in the Hagos of the Ozvar Gemara. Yidei Cheris Yotza. They take Oz Beitz on the side. Yidei Cheris Yotza. And I had the Brisker Rav explain what it means. Yotza, the Pursume Nisa aspect, but not the core aspect. I told already last Thursday we went through this distinction. That's how I phrased it. So the core mitzvah is Arbakosis on the four different things, Kiddush, Haggadah, benching, and Hallel. And Derech Cheris is the Pursume Nisa aspect. We already mentioned as recently as yesterday, the day before, that we read the Sharat Tzion and the Mishnah Berurah, we said a woman of Chayiv and the Hallel of Pesach night. How do you know? Because the Chayiv and Arbakosis. We said not necessarily. Because some say they're potter from Agoda, I the Chayiv and Arbakosis. So we explain. They're only Chayiv in the Cheris aspect of Arbakosis. Like they only Chayiv in the Cheris aspect, the student aspect of Megillah, which is the Shemir, not the Kriya, and the Chanukah, which is the Riyah, not the Hadlaka. Go back on Thursday Shir. So it's no rise in the fact that they have to drink four cups of the Chayiv in Agoda or in Hallel for that matter. Fine, we'll see that Tosis disagrees, but she tells them they have a different Girsa here. I'm just explaining to you what we said already earlier. So therefore, one could argue that when the Yerushalmi says Yotza, all the Yerushalmi meant was the Yotza, the Cheres aspect of Hallel. Hallel also has two aspects. Hallel is the Cheres aspect, which means Yotza by sustaining the whole thing in one shot. Tim is Lahavl, guzzling down the four cups in one shot. But then it's a Hallel al Seder HaKosos, if you will. Right at the beginning, on the second cup and on the fourth cup, and that it wouldn't be Yotza. Maybe the Yerushalmi would agree. You have to say Hallel again. Okay? Say Hallel again. Perhaps. So therefore, we can make the following suggestion. The Shulchan Aruch says you should say Hallel and Shul. You know why? If you say Hallel and Shul, you're Mekayim, the Cheres aspect, you can make a brach on it, and there's no Hefzik in between, and it's Gevaldik. Do it that way. I is another din of Hallel as part of the Seder night in your house. Good, do that later. I have thought the Hallel d'Oraisa, so what? The Hallel d'Oraisa will be in Shul, and there'll be a Hallel d'Rabbanan. What are you to use if you then fulfill the second aspect of Hallel? Hallel al Seder HaKosos, if you wish. That's the Pshat in the Mechaber. That's the Pshat in the Mechaber. If the Mechaber is right, if this is the Pshat in the Mechaber, let's say somebody was not in Shul. It's home. It's still better to say the entire Hallel before the Seder. So you can get a bracha. No problem with Hefzik. Say it out privately, the whole Hallel, and then start the Seder. The Kaf HaChaim says so. And who, you guys follow Kaf HaChaim, you guys in the back there? You follow Kaf HaChaim? No? You follow Kaf HaChaim? Also not. What happened to him? He didn't make it. Okay. Ravadja. Okay, I remember Ravadja says about it. I think he says no, if I'm not mistaken. Looking, he has a whole Seder called Chazon Ravadja on Seder night. I have two vibes in my house. Gevaldik. I have it. And the Abia Omer. And the Tower of Sabayas. And I don't have all the Svara, but I have many of our Ravadja Svara. Chavadas, I have two. So I have a Svara. Huh? Yes. Yeah, Ravadja came to my yeshiva. You didn't know? Ravadja came here, what was it? 20 years ago. 20 years ago he came to my yeshiva. And I had the pleasure of spending some time with him. And as a matter of fact, when I put out my first sefer, it was shortly thereafter, he had brought me a beautiful askama on the spot, right in front of me. He just wrote in his gorgeous handwriting. Here it is, like that. And as a matter of fact, when I was involved in the prenups, this goes back now almost 19 years ago, he signed. Went to his house, he signed. Date, I'm asking, put a signature on it. So I have some connection to him. I also went in for the Agunas of the World Trade Center. That was hard. That was hard to get into. That was already later years. You know, we know when it was. It was 2001. Maybe already was early 2002. Then he was already a little bit older. And already there were the Arabs trying to kill him. There was a fatwa against him or some of that. So he had tight security. You know, and when the first time I went to see him, he was living in Jabotinsky in town. He was living in Hanov with a bouncer there. So you couldn't get in. So I got in there Rosh Chodesh Davin. It was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. I know exactly what it was. I got in there for davening. Okay. Then they said, I got in there for davening. Then they wanted to bounce me, like everybody else. I said, I'm talking about Agunas. Agunas, you know, it strikes a sensitive chord. So they gave me a few minutes with him. He was sitting up in his bed, in his room, and just taking off his tefillin. And it was Rosh Chodesh Davin. It was a wild. They didn't say the Bracha and Hallel. Rosh Chodesh, as we know. And a few other interesting things that were going on today. They didn't take off the tefillin. I don't know. Things were different. I forgot exactly how. And he gave me a few minutes of his time. I gave Prince Anthony a shayla. And he answered only one shayla. It was one Sephardi Nebuch who was killed in the World Trade Center. That's right. That question he answered. But the seven Ashkenazim he left to us. He wouldn't answer us. I don't know. I still don't understand why. But so that was my interaction. Since then, I really haven't had much. It's hard to get in now. That's decades. Baruch Hashem, I think he passed 90, if I'm not mistaken. Sheyichya la'orich yom v'shon. So he's certainly a eminent Torah personality. Back to our own inyan. Okay. So now Rabosai. We can suggest that another reason to say Hallel in Shul was because of B'ni'imah. We read Mishnah Berurah in the Mechaber, B'ni'imah, with a lot of people singing together. You can't do that in the privacy of your house. That's really hard to do that. And the Ramah, in my opinion, the question is, what's the Ramah's view? Ramah says that we're not knowing that way. Why not knowing that way? So the classical Sfarim suggests, you know why? Because it's Hallel Shel Shira. Remember we saw the Ran? The Ramah passes Hallel Shel Shira, there's no bracha. You forgot already? We saw this 2 days ago. We read it inside, in the Maram HaKomos. The Ran and Psachim says that in Hallel Shel Shira, of Haigon said there's no bracha. But then we had the problem that in Klal Yisrael, it's now become very popular to say Hallel even in Ashkenazic circles. And the question, of course, becomes why? Why? I think it's because that unstoppable coalition that somehow even the Ramah can't stand in their way. What's that? The Vilna Gaon's Talmidim. The Vilna Gaon, in that long gross, sounds like he said he should say it. And the Chassidim. Because the Chassidim, they became, I think, enamored with a little bit of Arizal, with that kind of stuff. That's where they were coming from, I think, the Chassidim. And of course, the Sephardim. So when those three get together, the Ashkenazim was sort of wiped out. In Eretz Yisrael, to my knowledge, every single shul says Hallel on Seder night. Have you ever been in Eretz Yisrael with a shul where didn't say Hallel on Seder night? In shul? You ever seen such a shul? I think it's for that coalition. It just, that's why no one wears tefillin. Same reason. No one wears tefillin in Eretz Yisrael, Hallel Moed. Nobody. Why not? Most of you should wear it. The answer is the same coalition. Sephardim? For sure not. Seriously, what? Wild. And the Gra said no. And the Chassidim said no because of the Kabbalistic reasons, whatever. That's it. You can't stand up to that coalition in Eretz Yisrael. Yes?
I've seen in some shows, the shows I've done, two shows, like I spent Pesach in, they both don't, not during shows, but after shows.
Eretz Yisrael or America?
America.
Oh, so in America, the tradition was they never said how. Because Ashkenazim, and Rabbah, that's how. What happened? Gradually, people with Hasidic leanings started, you know, getting in, and then maybe the Gerov became more popular, whatever it is. Now it's a most, I think despite the Ramos, we don't have the minute, many if not most shuls will say Hallel. Some will say it after the end, people shouldn't have a fight about it. They want to go home, let them go home. Okay, we say it in our shul, none do with me. That's how it was instituted before I got there. I didn't change my hobby. As soon as they finished the Shukadar, you know, the Shukadar, right? Hallel with the bro. I can ask the Shaila Rabosai of Bracha Levatola. I'll give you my answer, Rabosai. My answer. Not the pshat, Rabosai, that the Ramah was worried about Hallel Shel Shira. We don't paskin like that. We paskin, Rabosai, that we paskin that all of our Hallel is Hallel Shel Shira. So we don't follow Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon said it, but he's a big Talmud Chacham. But now we don't always paskin like everything Rav Haigon said. How do I know that our Hallel is all considered to be Shira? I mentioned these before, I think yesterday or the day before. The raya of Hallel being Shel Shira is what we call Kriya Vaniya. As Reb Chaim brought a raya. Reb Chaim brought a raya that the Hallel of Shira. Did we mention this? Maybe we didn't mention this. Someone sold it off Lamed and never got it. So So Rav Chaim brought that raya. So he said that it's different than Pesukah Dezimra, the bracha won't work from one to the other. So we do it on Yev Amira all the time. We do it in all of our halals, we do it. So therefore, it indicates that it's always considered a Din of Amira and Shir. And I asked you to bring in the Mishnah Berurah today, Chelek Dalet. I don't know if you brought it in, if you had a chance to show it to you, because we didn't see that yet. It's one Maramachal we haven't seen. Simon Tov Chav Beis, just briefly. Can't read every last line, we have time constraints. Here we go. It says in the Ramah, in Tov Chav Beis, Siv Beis, Ah, meaning of Ashkenazi, you say a bracha. Still, you should say what it's Siv whenever you can. Yes, almost in the Ramah. Sheyachid Kori, almost the Shnayim, Sheyom, Yima, Rosh, Prokim. Those have a Karabim. I mean, what does that mean, Karabim? Karabim, that's considered to be a minion? That's considered to be a tzibur. That's what the Ramah sounds like. But is it really? Does he really mean that? Or just means that the for ani amir purposes, holdu on Hashem, etc., etc., etc. And that's what we do. So apparently, if you do ani of amira, even on Rosh Chodesh, you have a chol Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and Chanukah. Apparently, it's always considered to be a halal shel shira. That was Rav Chaim's raya. So therefore, it seems to me that our minig is to consider it always to be a halal shel shira, and not just a halal shel kriya. And apparently we consider both of them to be consistent. And then Mishar Tzino over here says, Derech shira boy shiyan akrav kiman tzino b'shira sayam. So I'm a furish din in the Shar Tzino, he says b'ferish it's derech shira. And we make a bracha. So how can you say that we don't make a bracha on derech shira? We do make a bracha on derech shira. Against Rav Aigon, all of our halal derech shira. Nope. So why do Rav Moshe say not to make a bracha, not to say halal at all on Seder night? Must have had a different reason. Not his word about a bracha levatala. That can't possibly be his reason. So what's his reason? He must have had a good reason. So presumably the Rav Moshe's reason was, as I said to you before, I intimated. Rav Moshe wants you to be yotze the chiyuv d'orais al Seder hakosos. So therefore, he says, better to wait, wait to be yotze the halal d'orais in your house. Mela, about kach, you have no bracha. It's better to have with no bracha, but this is going to be yotze the d'orais in your house. And the minig of a chaber, no. Better to say it b'ne'ima and b'tzibur, b'bracha, you know, in your house to be only the rabbanans. So even if you are a Ramah fan, and you think it's better to do what the Ramah said, it's not a bracha levatala, if you do it the Mechaber's way. It says, no shash bracha levatala according to me. Not like the other poskim are saying. So that's what makes it better for us, Rabosai. Much better for us, for our minim. Adkan, this is so. So therefore, according to this, there are two dinim and halal. What's the dinim and halal? One of the dinim and halal, Seder HaKosos, and one of the dinim and halal, Derecheres. Like you have two dinim in Arba Kosos, and then we said it in Chanukah and in Purim. In the Ner Chanukah and the Megillah, as we said earlier, way back last Thursday. Perhaps we could make the following suggestion in the Yerushalmi, a little bit different. The Yerushalmi never said he meant the Yotze completely. It says Yotze. All Yotze means that there's nothing wrong with your Halal, Rabosai. So there's nothing wrong with your Halal. Halal is done. He said it in Shul, Yotze Halal. Yes, you must say Halal again later, but not, as I said to you before, that it's a din in halal, din of halal al seder hakosos. No such din. Takert. It's din of kosos al seder halal. Oh, so you have to say the halal again at night, not for the halal's sake, but for the kosos' sake. Wow. But of course, the language of the Yerushalmi is yotza, indicating that what? That this whole thing of the kosos of being on a seder is not ma'akev. That's exactly what Yerushalmi means when it says, you see, Shistoma Vasachas Yotza. It means the Seder HaKosos is not ma'akev, Rabosai. And there are other demar. I'll be Prague held that way. The Seder of the Kosos is not ma'akev. That's that Shita, Rabosai. Tos is the exact opposite Shita. On Kuf Ches in the page, you look it up. The Yayin Yotza. For Keret, the entire din of Arba Kosos is only ala Seder. If you don't have it, Allah said, you only owe to Simchas Yotav, drinking wine, I can drink wine on Shavuot, it's the same thing. Might have Kamina, Rabosai. So now we come to the punchline of all these shirim. What's the din of women with respect to challah? We have to discuss all the various challah we've spoken about. What is the chiyuv of a woman in this regard? Women are potter from mitzvah sasechus man geram. What is their status with respect to challah? We already mentioned before that the Mishnah Berurah says the chayiv and challah is the chayiv and avakol. So we beg to differ. Maybe they're potter from halel. The only chayiv in the derech cheres aspect of abakos, like something they're potter from haggadah, and the only chayiv in the derech cheres aspect of abakos. So the tenet could be true partly of halal. However, we have to look very carefully in the Tosfos and Masechta Sukkah. This should have been in the Maamar Kamos. I apologize if it was not. If you have a chance, you can look it up. It's Sukkah Daf Lamid Ches Amud Aleph. Okay, Sukkah Lamid Ches Amud Aleph. Very important Tosfos. And Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Mi shoya eved v'isha okata and makron also the Mishnah ona achrei mashem omer. You cannot be yotze by hearing. You have to say the whole thing yourself. Why not? Then I'm a chiyuv b'davar. I'm a furish mishnah, but furish mishnah sukkah daf lamed ches. Women are not chayav in halal. Says Tosis. Mash v'kan deyisha p'turah mehalal the sukkas. Furish. V'chein dat zeres. Why not? Same thing. Shavuos and sukkas. V'tamish in the midst of shas man gramo. Fine. So far so good. Catch the last two lines of Tosis. Af agav the halal b'lele p'sochim mash v'perik arve p'sochim. The mechayav v'yarba kosis. Well, that's mafurish. Umistama, look what Tosa says. Lo tiknu dalakosas ella kidei lomar aleim halav agoda. A Tosa, she tossed me, I show you today, kubchesim and beis. If you drink cups of wine, it's garnished. It's just simple as like on Shavuos. Yideyainot, that's the gears, not yideyheirs. The whole purpose of the drinking is only for the sake of having the kiddush and the Haggadah and the benching in the halal recited over them. So therefore, a woman who's chayav in abakosis is chayav in the halal. Again, to what I told you, and that's the Sharetz Yigantra, based on the Mogan Abram, based on this Tosis. Okay, that's according to the gifts that we have. It says Tosis, Shani halal de Pesach, the Alhanes bo, the Afein hoyo bo also anes. Avokan lo al hanes omur rabosai. Hal of Sukkos is on Yontif. The hal of Seder night is on the nes of Makas Bechoros, etc. This is Tosa's distinction. This is Tosa's distinction. Fine? Now, we had mentioned, a Tosa l'shitas of Nav Kufches, but according to the Gris of Rav Velvel, there could be one. There could be a din of Cheres Achayev, and then it could be Potter. In fact, from the Halal and Chayev, drinking up the four cups. So now, that's what is a din? In fact, if there's one din of Halal that we suggested just before, Yotza, and the only requirement to say Halal again, Rabbi said at the table, is in order to facilitate the Arba Kosos, so then they would be putter from Halal as such. They're only Chayev and Halal as part of the Arba Kosos. Okay? That's it, was no wine. They'd be putter. But if you say that Svei Dinim and Halal, as I told you earlier, one is in the Halal of Cheres. That's what Yotza. The Nudin of Halal, I'll say the Arba Kosos. So we can argue that they're chayiv in the first and potter from the second. So they would be chayiv and halal on Seder night, even if there'd be no cups of wine. In the derech cheres aspect. Again, assuming there are two aspects to the mitzvah of halal. So it's not clear what the Yerushalmi mean when it said yotza. Yotza, because yotza the derech cheres. You weren't yotze the halal Seder HaKosos. And therefore a woman is chayiv and halal Seder HaKosos only because she's chayiv and HaKosos. And if there'd be no kosos, she'd be potter. But again, so the again, but if there's the din of only one din of halal, and you yotze the halal completely in shul, it's a regular of halal's man gerama, you yotze, and you're doing later on is not because another aspect of halal, but just in order that you cannot fulfill the kosher without them, so then the woman might be potter from that, we don't know, it's not completely clear. Okay, fine. Fascinatingly, Rabbosai, what about Chanukah? Are women chayev and halal of Chanukah? I'm asking you a question. Today's the seventh day of Chanukah, correct? Only one day left. A little late to ask this question. Are women chayev and halal of Chanukah? What do you say? You say it in Shulchan Aruch? Did Shulchan Aruch talk about it? Huh? Anyone see it in Shulchan Aruch? Is it in the Rambam anywhere? Anybody? So the Rambam says, quotes this Mishnah. If you take a look in the Ein Mishpat, and with Misha Eved or Yishal Kotten Makrin also, Beis, Peragimen Uchoschan Alocha Yudalad. Now, fascinatingly, the Rambam quoted all of the Choschanika only in, excuse me, all of the Choschal and Choschanika. So when the Mishnah implies that a woman is potter from Chanukah, excuse me, from Halel, it's talking about Sukkis, the Rambam quoted in the Choschanika. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo, you see clear from the Rambam that women are potter from Halal on Chanukah. Reb Shlomo Zalman, Gadol Hadar, potter. It's Halicha Shlomo. I'll tell you where to find it. Page Shin Tez Zayin. This is the one I'm awadim on Chanukah. He tells you that women are potter. Hanoshim Einan Chayav Shlomo Halal b'Chanukah. Where'd he get it from? He got it from the Rambam. Im hoya makris al kot no ever avisha on achrei mashem omrim. Mishnah tzukul lamed ches. Okay? Because they're not chayev. And he's talking about it's an ilchus chanukah. However, this comes from Milcha Shlomo Tinyona Simen un ches os hei. However, he quotes the Makor Chaim. That's not the Makor Chaim that we have this year, the Yaakov Elisa. Chavis Yor, the Savior on the entire Achag of Makor Chaim, Tarmad, Simitof Meshmer Dal, the Chasukah, Noshim Pturos Mehalel, Chutz, Milel Pesach Vachanukah. Source, Tos Vesukah Lamed Ches. That's a lie. Tos never said the word, I read it all, Tos. The word Chanukah does not appear. How could the Makor Chaim take on himself to introduce Chanukah, which Tos never said? What's the answer, Abosai? What's the answer? Nice! That's Chanukah. Says the Shlomo Zalman. Yeah? You see something about the Nes of Chanukah and Halal? Shlomo Zalman's lush. What? Where do you find anything? Nowhere in the whole Halal is there a word about Chanukah. Obviously not. The Halal was written before Chanukah ever happened. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman says. That's what he says. Amazing. Halal, there's no Pesim and Nisa because they're not saying a word about Chanukah. Read you the Lashon. Leil Pesach, Halal Mitzri Mesapim Al Inyan Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, women are chayav. As opposed to on Chanukah, no. Miris halal shal niska vo inyan of nes Chanukah klal. Shlomo Zalman's lush. Yes, sir.
The Ramban is saying, and it's like going to say for mitzvahs, proposes that the Gemara and Brachos is talking about Chanukah.
And what words does the Gemara have of in Brachos? Yeah, that's my kash. That's what Shlomo Zalman. Not only that, but he actually uses the word Pesuminis explicitly in this context. A man has two choices, to daven halal or to light neiros. What do? You light neiros. Why? The Pesuminis Adif, page Shin Tezvav, Fregit Laka Yokasha. What do you presume? The Gemara is Mefurish and Brachas, Yudalam and Aleph. Oh, let's chaz the Gemara again one more time. The Gemara wants to know if you be mafsik in the middle of halal. Should we say Krishma the rise of Pes Halal Rabbanami Boye? Or should we say no? Pesume nisa odif. And if you can be mafsik in Shema, but not in Halal. So how can Rosh Hashanah be oblivious to that Gemara? So I had a following Harifa. So I'm not sure if someone would agree with this. I don't know. What's the most maskana? The maskana Mara Baruch says you are mafsik in the middle of Hala. On a simple level, I would say, yeah, there is Pesuma Nisa, but it's not Adif. So therefore, you're mafsik in Shema, you're mafsik in Hala too. That's the simple shot in the Gemara. But maybe Rabbi Shlomo Zalman disagrees. Because after all, we find elsewhere that Pesuma Nisa really is Adif from the Rises. Where do you find that Pesuma Nisa is Adif from the Rises? Yeah? Right, Sumanisa Adif, correct. Masechta Shabbos, correct. And aside from that, you have to give up a fifth of your money only for the Raisis. But when it comes, we discussed last Thursday already, when it comes to the mitzvahs of Chanukah and Arba Kodesh, you're going to give up all your money. The Magen Mishnah said the Raya is from the Rambam and it's from the Mishnah in Arba Pesachim. I showed you this on Thursday already. So maybe how the Rebbe Shlomo Zalman, Pshat Maskonis, the Gemara is, no! Hal and Chanukah is not Prisumanisa. Odila Prisumanisa Adif, and the most conclusion that no, you're mafsik in the middle of Hala, not because even though it's Prisumanisa Adif, you're mafsik anyway. No, it's Takana Prisumanisa, because he doesn't mention about the Nase of Hala. That's an interesting idea. That would be, of course, against your Ramban, correct? But that's what Shlomo Zalman says. Now, it seems like it's not considered to be Prisumanisa. So writes Rav Shlomo Zalman. Chiddush Nifla V'Nar. He passes against the Mekor Chaim, who was a Kadman, that women are potter from Halal on Chanukah. To tell you the truth, I happen to think it's completely correct within Shita Sarama. Completely correct. My whole Shtikal Torah from yesterday is this same Yisod. Rav Shlomo Zalman, I found the half of my Shtikal Torah. I found the Rav Shlomo Zalman half. Not everything we said. Half. This is as follows. On page Shinhei, so we can look it up later on. On Shinhei, he says the Hallel is on the Yom Tov. It's my Rambam. You may simcha v'Hallel. The Hallel is on the Yom Tov. How do you know? Araya, do we show him as Kakasha? Why do you say Hallel 8 days? And they give a teretz chalukah b'korban oseim. That means that they hold us a Hallel on the Yom Tov. And page Shinhei and Alicha Shlomo. That's what he says. And then he is the end. An ikar mitzvah ain't lezecha neis pach Hashemin ela haskir ulahodos aydeze al neis al mulchama. Neis al mulchama. That's ikar the halos. Is the neis al mulchama says, yes, it's connected to the neis of pach Hashemin. That's not the main thing. The man is on the Neis HaMelchama, and he says the expression that we had said, that Asa'u Yom Tov Shomim Bo Halal. What do you mean? He's quoting on Shabbos Chaf Aleph. Asa'u Yom Tov Bo Halal Bo Do. Those are all the rice that I brought. He brings the same rice. Nonetheless, we had already suggested yesterday, two days in the Beis Yosef, Petar Pag was on the board yesterday, 2 days in Tarsus and Masechta, Tainus. If you ask me, a woman should say Hal on Chanukah. There are those who say she's chayav. And even though Rav Shlomo Zalman says part that we like that Shtikal Torah going to Shita Saramba, and I don't want to use the Rambam necessarily. Ad kan this discussion. What? Women can always make a bracha. They can always volunteer to make a bracha, so that's not a problem. But even if they're part, they can always volunteer to make a bracha. This is Ashkenazi. Sephardic women, I'm not passing for them. I don't know what Ravadi says. I have no clue. I'm just telling you what I'm asking. I don't know if they should be encouraged to say Hallel with a bracha on the 8 days of Chanukah. And if your mother or sister hasn't said it yet, she's still going to say it tomorrow. Okay, so we're in time, even today, but certainly tomorrow, even in the morning. Okay, last chance. So now, Rabbi, we've concluded the first part of today's shiur, which is really the last of our discussions of Hallel. There's still the issue of Shechayonu, which we, Shlomo Zalman talks about once, there's Shechayonu. Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow, but I don't briefly we'll talk about it. Now tomorrow is early Shia, because Rabbi Amar is supposed to be coming tomorrow, and Shia's up. He's going to be Shia at 11. If we finish by 11, so we'll start, I don't know, somewhere between 9:30, a quarter to 10, around that time. Okay, well, we'll see tomorrow what the schedule precise. Okay, so okay, tomorrow either we will go back to Hagola, Maybe we'll talk a little bit about it. Still about sermon yom, sermon yom of my shalom bayis. She hasn't been given yet. This, as we know, the one thing that beats Ner Chanukah, it loses, right? It beats Kiddush, it beats everything. Only one thing loses to. What's that? What does Ner Chanukah lose to? One thing. Ner Shabbos. Why? Shalom bayis odiv. We'll talk tomorrow about shalom bayis. It's the last day Chanukah, very appropriate. And I'll tell you right now, the Chofetz Chaim, right in the same Mishnah Berurah, you have to do Chanukah lift right away, you can't wait, that whole story. Someone saw came past the Chofetz Chaim's house, Chanukah night, and it's pitch black, nothing going on. He said, what are you doing? I'm waiting for my Rebbe. She's somewhere in the store, she made a living for him, I'm waiting, she likes to be there when I light candles. She likes to be there. You said you're saving Mishnah Berurah, you have to light right away. She said, look, it says in the Gemara that if you have only money for one candle, Ner Shabbos, Shalom Bayis, Olive. My Shalom Bayis is the Rebbe Chaim, is to wait for my wife to light candles. Goodbye. That's why I've always said, you have to light with your wife together. She has to be there to watch it, because she enjoys it. So I always, no matter what, I don't care how late it is, we try to be together, my wife and I, for candle lighting, based on the mindset of the Chofetz Chaim, Shalom Bayis Adam. So we'll try to discuss a tomorrow very important topic, which is Nogea the Chanukah, long overdue, which we spoke about a long time ago. Okay, but we still have time today to talk about, we said to talk about the Indian of how this affects El Hallel in later periods of time. So I have two tshuvas in front of me, which reach similar conclusions coming from somewhat different perspectives. I have Kol Mavasa Chelek Aleph Simon Chof Aleph, and I have Yavia Omer Chelek Vav Arachayim Simon Mem Aleph. Both to talk about Hallel on the fifth day of Iyar. What should it then be? So, let's analyze. We're trying to talk about from Chanukah perspective. Let's start with Chanukah. Rabosai, the Gemara says in Masechta Megillah, this is the most important Gemara that we spoke about, but let's speak about it again after that. Megillah Daf Yudal Amud Aleph. Famous Gemara. The Gemara says, there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'is. Lo Pichsuv Lo Sira Mashkasa Betochus Mikra Megillah. My Darush. Umali Abbas, the Cheres Armin and Shiro, Nimovas, the Chayan, Lokol Shkain. Hi, Hallel? Three answers. We went through this already. It's Chutz Laretz. We weren't free yet. And Kriyasim is Ilula. Fine. Good. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Frekta Ritzva, right here. About Chanukah. How, why am the Chanukah? How did they establish a Yontif of Chanukah? So the same problem of Baal Tos. It's a Baal Tos issue over here, obviously. Most read Lo Pichsav Lo Sifo, they obviously worry about Baal Tosif. So how can they add the mitzvah of Chanukah? Should also be Baal Tosif. This is a question raised by the Ritzvah right over here in Masechta Megillah, when he read you his language. Rabbanan detikun Basar Achi Ner Chanukah, Yesh Lomar, the sum of Nami Ahai Taima. What Taima? Kavachomer, miu Megillas Esther havi revusa tvei sheksavuha. Whoa, sheksavuha. This refers to another Gemara in Masechta Megillah, a Gemara Masechta Megillah back on Daf Zayin. Masechta Megillah on Daf Zayin. The Gemara says as follows: Kisvuni ledaros. Esther said to Chacham, Kisvuni ledaros. Can't be, for the Pesach Mishleh. The Kosav to call Shaleshim, Shaleshim below Rebbeim. Till they found a Mikra Kosav Torah. Ksov Zol Zikaron Bar Sefer. Ksov Zol Masha Kosav Kan Ebi Mishma Torah. Zikaron Masha Kosav Ebi Nevi'im. Bar Sefer, Masha Kosav Ebi Megillah. That a remiss in the Pesach Parashat B'Shalach. Otherwise they wouldn't have done it. So the Ritva said, the Daf Yudalid, for the midst of reading the Megillah, it's the same Kal V'Chomer, Movas L'Chaim L'Koshke, and Chanukah is the same thing. Megillah needs an additional drasha to make it part of what, Rabosai? Part of the Kitzvi HaKodesh, which is a bigger Chiddush, being a Kitzvi HaKodesh, specifically since it's a Pefurish drasha, that there is not going to be any fourth mention of Amalek in Kitzvi HaKodesh. So therefore they had to have this extra drasha in Parshas B'Shalach. Adkan, the Ritzvah. Great. This is important because it seems to be enough in the ritual. Rav Osai, it seems to be against the Marsha. The Marsha here in the Sechta Megillah on Daf Yudal Amin Alf in the Kedushi Agodos also asks a question about Hanukkah. The ritual is Kashi. Remember, he could didn't have a ritual, it wasn't printed in his day. This is what he says. V'yam toma ner Hanukkah. Right? So the question is how they have a chance to add it. Ela de ben Hanukkah nami motzu chachamim b'shum drasha remez b'tara k'dithi de midrashas. There must be some source somewhere in order to be able to do what? Add the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. It's against the Ritva. The Ritva said no. It was based upon the Kal v'chomer. Shia. Okay? As a matter of fact, not only did the Marsha say that this is difficult, but also in the back of the Gemara Masechta Megillah is the Pirish of the Maratz Chayetz. Here we go. Tzvi Hirsch Chayes. And if you dial him an aleph, he says as follows. He says, let's start from the beginning. Ayin ra'om b'tosfosav the smag hilchos megillah the yisor. What a great kasha this is. I don't know in this room asking this kasha. Kevan the kal v'chomer d'oraisa im kein lohosifo divrei tama meuma. Whoa. They added nothing. Pshhh. What a great kasha. Well, pichzlo siruk said the mikvah. What my darsh kavachomer? What's a kavachomer? It's a darais, and he added nothing. That's a great, fantastic kasha. Rabbi Yom Mizrachi, the Ra'am, in his parish in the Smagis kasha. Nevus Megill. That's point first line in the Maratz Chai. Second line. Ayin turi evan kan dis orer harel el arminan. The matzu smach cause of souls of the current b'sefer. So how do you reconcile that with the Gemara in Daf Yudalit? There's a whole discussion. Ner Chanukah. He says. Second. He says, perhaps only Purim was a problem of Baal Tos, because of the Yisr Vasiyas Malacha. Chanukah is always no Yisr Vasiyas Malacha. A whole discussion over here. But in the Sefer Kol Mavaser, he says that the Ritva, the Kal v'chomer, no problem. The kasha of the Ra'am. I didn't see a good answer. What's the real answer? What do you think the best answer is? I already told you this answer 2 days ago. Let's chazur in the kasha. The Ra'am is the kasha. If there's the kavachom, is it in daraisa? So what means about Tosef? They added nothing. Is it in daraisa? Who remembers? No one remembers. The Netziv gave the answer. Didn't raise this question as such. He gave the answer. The Dorais is only for this Man Hanes. Not that the Gaon and Tzadik Hasam Sofer. Dorais is Man Hanes. And the Chacham are the ones who added in subsequent years. Hi, Baal Tosef, no. Since Ikrom and Atorah Bishas Hanes, they have a right to add the subsequent years and not be in violation of Baal Tosef. That's the best answer to the Mizrachi's Kasha. Mizrachi. I think that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Now, it's possible, Rav Osai, and this is what the Kol Mavaser suggests, to enter the Marsha. The Marsha is bothered. No. If you look carefully, the Marsha himself, he says, look at Daf Zion. Is the Marsha there too? First, he suggests the Marsha changed his mind from Daf Zion to Daf Yudal. And Daf Zion is a later piece, and that's what we should follow. And we should not follow the Daf Yudal. That's his first suggestion. Read the Barashah on Daf Zayin. please. Is as follows. We're not worried about anything. Ain't coming shemay nor ashor lechayish dover. Ikav achom akel lekamon. Ma be abes secheres amashira. Nimisa lechayim lo kol shekein. Okay. Kol v'men aksumim. That you have to have the drasha. Remember exactly the teretz that we gave earlier, right? The Ritvos teretz. So what is the marshal on the nafiy dalit? Here it says a kav achomer. See, so suggests as follows. The Kalvachoma works for both sides. If you want to say Hal on the Chanukah, that's no problem. But what about the Nase of Pach HaShemen? That's the problem on both sides. The Nase of the Pach HaShemen, the eternal mitzvah, to light the Ner Chanukah, that's a problem. That's the problem of Baltosif. Must be they found a drusha somewhere. Where is all this on both sides? Where can all this be found? This can all be found, Rabosai, in the Ramban. I bought this for two Rambans. Two Rambans on Chumash. The first Ramban is a famous Ramban, which some of you should know. At the beginning of Parshas Baalosva, the famous Maimon that Rashi quotes, that Aaron HaKohen felt terrible, and he wasn't involved in the Chanukah, not him, and not a Shevet. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu responded to what he said, Shelcho Gedol Mishalahem. Shato Maligas and Neros. So the question, what if it's Neros? What about Ketores? Yeah? And more than that, it's also Bottle. Bottle. Says as follows. The Ramban says as follows. Remez min ha-parsha al ha-chanukah shal Neros v'bay sheni adei Aaron uvono chashmonoi kohen gadol uvono. And he found a Megillah Storm Rabbeinu Nissen. It's already going back to the Gaonim, which is some kind of a Agodazu. For east in the Medrash, this is the Medrash that presumably the Marashah is referring to. The Kriban, the Shnevos, and the Shvot, and the Kriban Shevet Levi. No, it's a Chanukah Cheres. Hadlokas Haneres. And I'll do it to Yisrael. Bonecho Nissen, Mitshua, V'chanukah, Shekruy Al Shmom. Chanukah Spes Chashmonoi, Rabosai. Meiridik, your mother can make us an answer goes to the Chashmonoim, which Aaron and Bonham are going to do, and that's the Doros that transcends Basman HaMikdosh, Rabosai. Meiridik. That's the measure presumably to which the Masha is referring. Oh. And now, we saw talking a little bit about before about the issue of Baltosif. Right? Is there a Baltosif, Rabosai? Is there a Baltosif? There's another Ramban. This Ramban is in Bamidbar, Ches Beis. Now we turn to Ramban in Devarim. Devarim Dalet Beis, I believe. Dalet Beis, let's see if it's here. Lo Sosifu, correct. Lo Sosifu. You can't add. What can't you add? You can't make up a new holiday. There's no such thing. No such thing. A prophet makes his own holiday. Like, I feel the border last of mitzvah of Sneyatza. We'll train the person like your Rav Menavot, Bodo Milibo, over Balav. That's the Gemara in Megillah. 48 Nevi'im, they didn't add anything, they were afraid of Baltosif. And even Mikra Megillah, my Darish. And they were Mitztar, Ela Mitzvahs, etc., etc. Mordechai wanted to make something new. They had a hair and a name. It says the Ramban they found in Tanakh, it's a Gemara Dav Zayin. Not for that, it would be a problem, but Baltosif. So, how is it resolved? The way we suggested before. From the perspective of Kisvei HaKodesh, resolved with the Drusha, and from the perspective of Halel, it was taken care of by the Ikra Daraisa. What's Ikra Daraisa mean? According to the Netziv, also shots the rice and subsequent years is the Rabbanah. According to the Chasam Sofer, means equal the rice and to say something, do something about Hallel. Either light candles or say some Shevach, whatever it happens to be. And the fact that they made a specific Takonas Hallel, that is the addition which is the Rabbanah. It's not about those, it's based on Achiv the rice. Fine. Adka. Now, after saying all this, I'm ready to finally return to the question which we speak about, the modern question. The question of the fifth day of Iyar. Comes out of Meshulam Roth in the beginning of his tshuva called Mavasim, as follows. Look, there are sources that we should, even a private community can make their own days of Halal on an ace which happened to them. Quotes the Mogan Avraham in Ilchus Purim, Tarpav Sivkot and Hay, the Chasam Sofer and the Tshuva said that the people did it, based upon the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yudalit. The Avdus Lecheres of Mamshira, Mimovus Lechayim, Lo Kol Shkein. Okay? So the Chasam, but you have Mavus Lechayim. Says Rabbi Roth, he was writing his Tshuva Tov Shin Yud Beis, 1952, right? That's about 4 years after the Medina was already in existence. It was, thank God, 4 years. Says the Holy of Meshulam Roth and Kol Mavaser, what do? We had everything. The Avdus Lecheirus, right? Nigal and Yeshivat Malchus Nasinu B'nei Chorin. They became an independent state on that day. And number two, Mimisa Lechayim. Shenitzal Me'ad Oyveinu She'omdu Oleinu Lechaloseinu. Chova Oleinu Lekvoa Yotif. And they picked that day. That was Iker Anei Shetzonu Me'avis Lecheirus. We just declared independence. Who knows what would happen if they wouldn't have done it that day? Who knows? We wouldn't have gotten the recognition of the great powers, he says. Kayadua. All those who lived at that time say that if they, Ben Gurion had unbelievable chutzpah to declare a state that day, what they call Israeli chutzpah, if he wouldn't have that chutzpah, who knows what would have happened? It was a second that they had to grab it, the second the British were leaving that night. He had declared it before they even left. Could be the Kodesh Baruch was Ashkofa, you know. It was Friday night. Had it been a different night, he might have waited till midnight to declare. Shachil Shabbos, Rachman Mitzlan. So he did it day. He beat him to the punch. Who knows? We can't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans are way beyond us. And the third nace, what was that? Kibbutz Golias, that the Jews were saved from the Arab lands and from Europe. They were able to come up because it was Britain that closed the borders. Everyone knows that you couldn't get in. So he gets very effusive in his original Sivkot Nalf. This Sivkot Nalf. Sivkot Beis and Gimel, what I just told you before. And after the whole discussion in Sivkot Dalet, he writes as follows. The Maisa, the Gvoa Halacha Ledoros, Binyan Brichas Halav, Udova Bechuda, Shachweya Tkufa, Aruka, Shel Alpayim, Shnos Agolos, even though I think it's correct, the Maisa, the Efshel Lahachat, Bezeh, Beli Haskamas, Rov, Gedoli Rabbonim, Shel Yavola, Deit Losses Gordudu, they also Zagudas, Agudas, and Vim Yalab Haskama, it never came to Haskama. So therefore, the proper minig is to say Halal Rabosai on the fifth of year, according to Rabbi Shulam Roth, without a bracha. He thinks it could be a bracha, but I'm not sure he's right. Because after all, as we said earlier, what kind of bracha? If it's the rice of his man as there, he quotes a chasam sofa. Then you have to make a bracha. But then the Nitziv argues. And if the Nitziv argues and says there's no chiyuv daraisa, chiyuv derabbanan, and it's hard to create bizman hazeh. It's not so simple. This is the tshuva called Mavasar in brief. The rest of the tshuva is about Shafiyon, which I can't even talk today. I have no time to even discuss today. Now I go to Rabbi Avadya's tshuva. Rabbi Avadya's tshuva is length. Is it length here? Well, actually not. This is 8 pages. It's 7 pages, but it's also quite lengthy. Chelek Vav Simen Mem Al. I'll give you a brief summary of what Rabbi Avadya says with my comments thereon. Okay. Rabbi Avadya says you can't make no way to say Halal Yom Ha'atzmaut. You know why? He quotes the Mefurasha Bahag, Rabbeinu Yonah. We all saw it 2 days ago. What did it say there? We mentioned briefly today. What precondition is there to be Chaim and Halal? What do you need? Hatzal of what? Kol Yisrael. Kol Yisrael. At the time of 1948, there were 600,000 Jews approximately in Eretz Yisrael and many millions in Chutz La'aretz. Yes?
When based in Agala wasn't correct, the Tzibur messes up this halacha that only the Jews in there.
We'll come to that in a minute. We'll come to that in a minute. This is his question. It seems to me, as was just suggested, that Kahal Sheba Eretz Yisrael, if we call. if the community in Eretz all under the Gaon, which they certainly were threatened with death, Rahman al-Islam, and they were saved, this is enough. I believe this is true. He suggests this himself from Avadia. Avadia is not oblivious to the Gemara and Harius. That's where it really comes from, where they say it depends on the Kol Eretz Yisrael. He discusses this in Sifkotan Gimel. Those who want to look it up later on, Sifkotan Gimel. Yes, it's true. There's an Indian of Kohol Eretz Yisrael, Ikri Kohol, by Paralam Davashal Zibur, by the Pesach Taharius, some of you learned Daf Yomi recently. He says, no. He thinks that's a unique din. He says, you can say Chanukah, Nasi Yosher Eretz Yisrael, as if Kol Yisrael. We don't care about Chutzos. No, it's not true. Only by Horah. V'nelam Dova Me'enei HaKol, Kal Eretz Yisrael. He quotes a Chida, who says that in Masech Taharius, on Daf Gimel, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But the Pashuk goes not that way. He has a bracket. Ayin b'pirish mishnayis l'rambam perek dalad b'choros chof tesam and aleph vav yud lamed. What does it mean, vav yud lamed? What kind of Rosh Hashanah is vav yud lamed? It means v'yesh li'ayin or v'yesh li'yashayin. What it really means, he's saying the Rambam is against him. That's what he's saying nicely without telling us about it. Do we have the Rambam here? I'm not sure if this has a Rambam in this set. This tells you to look. Ayin b'choros chof tes. I'm not sure if I have a Rambam. Hold on a second. Let's see how far we go. Hold on. Give me one more minute. Yes. I have Pirush Mishnah as a Rambam. Here we go. He says like this. Korbeyana b'tchila Sanhedrin. She'ena nikwa bezin b'shem muchod el shamach b'eretz Yisrael. And he has a v'skimu b'nei Eretz Yisrael l'moz l'rosh yeshiva. He's a b'nei Eretz Yisrael heima nikram kol. V'akadosh baruch hu karo osam kol ha'kol. If there are only 10 people. And we don't care about any kemosha b'yarni b'horius. It's a b'ferish against the b'vadya. He says a unique din only by what? Horius. No, Ram quotes Horius and talks about establishing a Bezdin. So Vav Yud Lamed, I'm sure he has a terrace, but he didn't tell it to us. So therefore, I'm a fan of this terrace that the Ravadja suggests and rejects, but the Rambam is mefurish like this terrace. And he says, Vav Yud Lamed, you can go ask him. You have more protection than Sfaradim Shabbeinu. You can get in to ask him this question. I can't. And they ask, what's Vav Yud Lamed stand? What does it mean? What's the answer? What's the answer? That's what I thought. And Rabosai, he himself agrees that Rashi holds this way. Rashi HaKodesh. Should take a look in Sivkot and Dalet on this tshuva. Towards the end. Mm-hmm. Rashi Rabosai. Tainus Chof Chesem at base. How the Chanukah varai the dochi ma'amid shekeima shenaviim tiknu shiomim also al kol tzara shlotovu aleim l'kshenigolami mena you are omrim also al gulasam k'dorai sedami. So Rashi is mefurish that the halal is said on the fact that we were saved from the goyim. Rashi said in Pesach Amir as well. It's klar. Not just because of the nace of the Pach Hashem which Rabbi Avadi tries to get out. No. So the Hal of Chanukah, Rabosai, is the paradigm for the Hal of the Yeshua and Eretz Yisrael back in 1948. Why not? The Jews in Eretz Yisrael were all under threat of death, and they were saved. Seems we had Dava Pashut, that's the Pshat. It's not like a unique din in Horius. It can't be. They're against the Rambam himself. Another thing, Rabosai. He left out a little bit. I'm sorry, Rabbi, you know, I don't know why he did it on purpose or not. He quotes, he knew everything by heart, you know. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos. Rabbeinu Yonah is one who said, you have to have, I read it to you. That's one of the Maram Makomos. It was on the board, was it not? First day, didn't you put on the board 2 days ago? All right? I'm going to read you Rabbeinu Yonah's Lashon. It's based on a Pasuk, Rabbosai. Chisavo milchama bi'artzichem. V'zeo knuf yudachol Yisrael, Rabbosai. That's exactly the point. Rabbi Avadia conveniently left that out. He quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, but he left it out, left that paragraph, that part out. If it's based on the pasuk, that happens in the pasuk right before the pasuk we quoted in the shir, right? Beyond some chaslu the ma'adecha, the pasuk just before that. V'chisavo melchama bi'atzchem is a source for the Rabbein Yonah. The whole idea, he quotes Rabbein Yonah. He kahal nitzken atzar shelo tov al kol Yisrael. Right? You have to have kol Yisrael. Right? Kol Yisrael. I keep saying kol Yisrael. But he doesn't quote the source. Knufin shel kol Yisrael. Why did he leave that out? Marina Rabbi Avadja. Answering that question. The source is v'chisavo melchama bi'atzchem. If you're an Eretz Yisrael, that is considered the kol akol. Seems to me. That's probably the mocha for the Gemara Megillah Yudalit. There's only a nace of an Eretz Yisrael. Aye, Chanuk is unique because of the base of Mikdash. Okay. Right. They wanted to destroy, if they wanted to destroy the Mikdash, they could have done it when they were in charge. Rashi is referish against it because of the military victory. He quotes a Chidah against it. Aye, Rabosai, it's not a Nes Nigleh. So what I told you before, what's the obvious counter to that? What's the obvious counter that there would be Hala and a non-Nes Nigleh? What's the obvious counter? Purim. Purim. Well, there's three answers why, but that's not a Nes Nigleh. You know what you want to say about it? Believe it or not, Purim is a Nes Nigleh. When I went to Yeshiva, they told me, what's the epitome of a Nes Nister? Purim. Is that the name? He says it without batting an eyelash. It's a Kod and Dalit. There's no Nes Nigleh. I Purim. Im Tomar. Hare Purim. Yesh Loma. Conscious now. Hosam Nami Choshev Yotzim Im Minigola. What? Yesh Bittel Kistri Amelach Hepach Das Poras Umodai. Yes. Could be. What do you do with Purim? Purim was no Nes Lamala Manatev. Nothing. There was not. No, it was Lamala Manatev because they went against their own rules and Torah Samodai. Rabbi said, if you're going against your own rules, it's against them. What about Watergate? And I have to tell hundreds of places. Governments go break their own rules on a daily basis, Rabbi said. Every day, as we speak, there's some government official breaking his own rules. Well, this is Derech Chutzmi Derech Ateva. I don't understand about it. How can he say this, really? I mamash don't understand. I literally do not understand how I can say so. He quotes an Avud Rahom that's quoted by the Divrei Chamudas in Brachos. Seems to say, to buttress his point. You know, Rabbi Avadi has Bekiyas B'Kol HaTorah Kula. That's true, he has Bekiyas B'Kol HaTorah Kula, but let's look a little bit more carefully. What does he quote? Lechem Chamudas Resh Perek Haroa. Okay? I looked it up. The Lashon over there was, Sheyotza mimina ga'olam. Yeah, it means gibor me'ad chalosh. It doesn't say broke. Yotza mimina ga'olam, that's for sure. That's all. Yotza mimina ga'olam. Finished. What about she'asa nisim? Oh, come on. It's a nes nister is also included. Pashvan Chanuk is that way as well. Oh. Fine. So that's why, going back, I reject everything that's come out that's in this whole tshuva. But the same thing, I happen to agree with him, he shouldn't make a bracha because the Netziv is right. The Netziv holds this as the Rabbanon, and it's the Rabbanon, where you need a bezin to be mitakan, to make a bracha. That's what I think. And then he says that this is things which go beyond the scope of as we said until now, but it also relates to Hanukkah. How can you say hallel? How can it be? There are still enemies which want to kill us. And we have spiritual deficiencies. This is Sivkot and Hay at length. Rabbi says, whoever learned the story of Hanukkah? Who learned the story of Hanukkah? You ever learned the story of Hanukkah? They had a Jewish history class somewhere. Even in the Frum version, read the art scroll version of the miracle of Hanukkah. Read it. Rabbi says, there were many, 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 we mentioned this a couple of days already, there were many problems, both military and spiritual, in the aftermath of that glorious miracle of the Chashmonaim. So if we shouldn't be saying Hallel because of the terrible problems of the state of Israel the last 62 years, they shouldn't have been saying Hallel in Chanukah either. The same thing. Just read about it. there were Jews who were killed. My sayorai tovim bayam, v'atem omrim shira. That's his next piece. Here, Ravadia has all over the place. That's sifkot vav. How can we say a shira? Impossible. Yeah. So what happened on Purim? What happened on Hanukkah? Right. No. And then he says that the fifth of year is not the end of the war, even though it enabled us to get the immigrants in from Europe and from the Arab countries. Yeah, I think that there's two questions. One answers the other, based upon the Meshech Chochmah. The Meshech Chochmah says you don't make the holiday on the day that the enemies died. Hey, not too many enemies died. Hey, it was a calm day. It was a calm day. It was just waiting with bated breath. If you know the history, I'll tell you one day, remind me, but come close to Heyer in our calendar, remind me to tell you some stories about Heyer. I know from people who were Kamat Eden to what happened on Heyer. There was no butchering of any Arabs or Jews, for that matter. Nebuch and Dali, you know what happened in Dali here? Anyone know what happened in Dali here? The day before, anyone know what happened? None of the historians here? That was the day that Gush Etzion fell, Rahman al-Islam. And the Arabs showed their true colors. That was the only major place that fell to their hand. What'd they do? You know what they did? Who knows what they did? No one knows? They massacred every person who was there. They killed them all. The only thing we know about it was two Yidden slithered away and they had two Aiden to tell the story. After they put up the white flag. Those are our enemies, Rahman al-Islam. And Khalil al-Bachas, I can't remember the word what they would do if Hashem would let them. It's Chas v'Shom. These are no less different than the Nazis. Rabosa, it seems to me that Heir is not a day of the butchering, the same way as we said Purim is not a day of the butchering. I want to say Fana Chiddush. Chanukah is also not a day of the butchering. Because Chanukah, what's Chanukah? When did the war end? Shiloh, when did the war end? The Pasha, the war ended on the 24th. So the 25th was not a day of the butchering. That's the same as Purim, the Meshech Chochmah said. That's what I think of the sun. It's the Nesa Nitzach, and they tied it into the candles as well to make it. Same thing applies over here. You had to pick one day. They picked that day that was not a day of butchering, and that was a week with no more Achashverosh Hanan, Akat Achashverosh Hanan. I think it's a very good yisoh. And with my final nakuda, isn't there a pirucha in the Kal Vachomer? There was a miracle, but the Nesa Purna was no miracle. Isn't that pirucha in the Kal Vachomer? Wasn't that good kasha? The answer is we're not saying Hallel because of the details of the miracle. We're saying the Hallel on how we were saved. We were saved from a worse fate by Haman than we were saved by the Yad. We could have been avoided, he would have been killed. So we can disregard the details of who was killed and this and that because it's not a Hallel on the Nes itself. Then we have tremendous pircha. Shira Sam was Bederach Chutz Terach Ateva Purus Derach Ateva. It's a tremendous pirch on the Kal Vachomer if you're saying a halal on the specific miracle. No! We're saying halal on our deliverance. How it happened is irrelevant. So therefore, the Maaseh Edush might not even be a factor. We're out of time. We'll say maybe tomorrow we'll talk a little about Shechi Yonu, maybe about Shabbat Shalom Bayis. And this is Sunday. We're going right back. Sunday, Shia, 9:15 in the morning. We're starting back to the Haggadah of Leaving the Cave.